This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. National Assembly unanimously endorses proposal to consider Federal Civil Service Bill. Opposition lawmakers demand probe into alleged audio tape involving ex-minister. Bhagavati Neupani appointed Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration. Foreign Ministry highlights one-year achievements, claims progress in diplomatic relations. And Israeli attacks in Gaza kill at least 61 people as UN warns of rising malnutrition. Now, the news in detail. Lawmakers in the meeting of the House of Representatives have drawn the government's attention to several pressing issues. During Zero Hour in yesterday's session, they called for a system to ensure the timely completion of development projects, the improvement of the health insurance program, and urgent steps to eradicate the harmful chowpatty practice by demolishing chow huts nationwide. The House also unanimously passed the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat, presented by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel. Meanwhile, a discussion was held on the Ship Operation and Management Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat, tabled by Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal. However, the bill could not be passed due to a lack of quorum. Lawmakers have also demanded a thorough investigation into the visit visa scam and a controversial audio tape allegedly involving a minister in the bribery case. MPs from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party staged a protest at the start of the session. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's Shiva Nepali urged the implementation of the 2022 report led by then Home Minister Balkrishna Khand, which recommended investigating human trafficking within the Immigration Department. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's Gyan Bahadur Sai said that without ministerial resignation, corruption cases will persist and urged the CIAA to take immediate action. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled for July 23rd. In the Upper House, the National Assembly has unanimously endorsed a proposal seeking consideration on the Federal Civil Service Bill 2080 Bikram Sambat. Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal informed members to submit any amendments to the legislation section. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung clarified provisions, including a proposed cooling-off period. The Assembly has also sent the Water Resource Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat to the Legislation Management Committee for detailed clause-wise discussion. The proposal was presented by Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka. Meanwhile, National Assembly member Bhagwati Neupani has been appointed as Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration. The appointment was made by President Ramchandra Paudel on the recommendation of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Neupani, representing the CPN-UML, fills the position vacated by Rajkumar Gupta, who recently resigned amid allegations of corruption involving audio recordings circulating on social media. The next meeting of the National Assembly will be held on July 22nd at 1:15 p.m. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has released a report highlighting its key achievements over past year, claiming progress and new dimensions in Nepal's diplomatic engagement on global stage. Dr. Arju Rana Deoba, who assumed office as Foreign Affairs Minister on July 15, 2024, under the current coalition government, has led several initiatives aimed at strengthening Nepal's foreign relations. According to the ministry, over the past year, Nepal has actively participated in various international forums and bilateral and multilateral meetings. Minister Dr. Rana has been vocal in advocating for Nepal's national interest and priorities at global platforms. The ministry says these efforts have contributed to enhancing Nepal's image and influence internationally. In a major public health milestone, all districts across the country have now been declared fully immunized. On Monday alone, six districts, Kathmandu, Nuakot, Rasua, Sunsari, Dolpa and Kailali, were officially declared under the Full Immunization Assurance and Sustainability Program, completing the nationwide target. Dr. Abhiyan Gautam, Chief of the Child Health and Immunization Service Section at the Family Welfare Division, stated that the campaign to achieve full immunization coverage began nearly two decades ago, with Palpa being the first district to be declared fully immunized. Each year, a door-to-door campaign is conducted to ensure that children under two receive all required vaccines. Children who missed any vaccines are identified and promptly vaccinated. The nationwide achievement was made possible with the support of international partners, including the World Health Organization, Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, UNICEF, and other organizations. Vehicular movement along the BP highway will be restricted during nighttime hours in the Kapri-Polansuk section starting July 17. A meeting of the District Security Committee held at the District Administration Office in Dhulikhel decided to enforce the restriction from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. daily for 1 month, citing safety concerns due to active monsoon conditions. The restrictions applies to the road stretch from Kapri-Banjang to Nepalthok near the Sindhuli border. Authorities say the decision aims to minimize the risk of disasters such as landslides and road accidents during heavy rainfall. Travelers are advised to plan their journeys accordingly and follow official updates for any changes in the restriction period. The Nepal Oil Corporation has revised the prices of petroleum products, with new rates coming into effect from midnight. According to the latest adjustment, the retail price of petrol has been reduced by 5 rupees per litre, while the prices of diesel and kerosene have been lowered by 1 rupee per litre. The state-owned corporation said the revision follows the updated price list received from its supplier, the Indian Oil Corporation. Nepal Television Kohalpur has celebrated its 29th founding day with a special ceremony marking nearly three decades of service in the broadcast sector. Speaking at the event, Dr. Mahendra Bista, Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, expressed his commitment to strengthening public broadcasting in the country. He stated that the concept of public service broadcasting has ushered NTB into a new era, adding that channel will now operate with political neutrality, transparency, and commercial impartiality. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. At least 61 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes across Gaza, including at least two aid seekers, as humanitarian crisis in the besieged enclave continues to worsen. According to Al Jazeera, 23 people were killed and dozens injured in a single air attack on the Sati refugee camp in northern Gaza on Tuesday. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, has raised alarms over rising malnutrition among children, especially after the Israeli blockade was further tightened over the past 4 months. Since the launch of Israeli and US-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation in late May, the UN reports that at least 875 people have died while attempting to access aid. Meanwhile, EU foreign ministers convened in Brussels on Tuesday to consider possible actions against Israel if the humanitarian conditions do not improve. Countries like Ireland, Spain and the Netherlands have urged a review of the EU ties with Israel. So far, the war in Gaza has claimed the lives of more than 58,000 Palestinians, the majority of them women and children. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places in the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as at some places in the rest of the country, with chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places of Kosi province and at one or two places of the Bagmati and Lumbini province today. There are also chances of light rain or snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Gusty wind is also likely at a few places in Madhis province and the Tarai regions of Kosi province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon low pressure trough is situated around its average position in the western part of the country and slightly north of its average position in the eastern part of the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 28 to 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. National Assembly unanimously endorses proposal to consider a federal civil service bill. Opposition demands probe into alleged audio tape involving ex-minister Bhagwati Nirwani, appointed Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration. Foreign Ministry highlights one-year achievements, claims progress in diplomatic relations. And Israeli attacks in Gaza kill at least 61 people as UN warns of rising malnutrition. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.